So you are not that devotee? Huh? You have not come yesterday in evening? I thought that you are the same person. He was just like you.
Yesterday evening, I met one very saintly person. What did that person say to you?
He was asking so many questions.
Did he have a mad, crazy look in his eyes? And as you were talking to him, he stole everything.
Are you feeling strong enough to want to do anything today, or better not to? Otherwise, another day we can also, if it's better for you. No need to strain you.
To do something? Tired. I should not do so.
Harinam.
But not Harinam.
Yeah, the Nagasankirtan.
But I cannot see. When I see, I jump. But after all, I feel.
Anubhav.
And indeed, there's so much talking. Because all are coming from Bengal.
There are many people.
You can see one slok.
Yeah.
One slok.
And yesterday we had talked with you a little. So we have one more point, but we thought after the slok.
What?
No, we thought we could do after the slok. We had one point to talk, so. You want to do one slok?
Very important slok.
15? That we did.
Or Prabhupada, when Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, when giving any reference to this slok and telling Harikatha, he used to be uddipit, full of mood, bhava. His mouth become reddish, eyes full of tears.
And 15.
Naddastada upadharya mukundali. This is really like Gopi Bhav in this. At first, Gopis had told about so many things that they have love, affection for Krishna. Having heard the Venu sound and seeing the face of Krishna. But up till now, they have achhadit karna. They have covered their bhav.
Controlled it.
Controlled it. And they have not expressed this bhav to any of their gopis. But here, we could not check. And they expressed their own view to gopis. It's still stealing the fact that the one is still, but they cannot still. Automatic it came out. They were bound to do so. So this sloka is very important. Now when they saw that our this stolen mood has been expressed some part, then they again did avahittha. Avahittha, you know? Avahittha.
Concealment, trying to cover.
Expressing in another way, by other words.
Indirect.
Indirect. Right. Now, when they saw, they fail, that anyhow this thing has been expressed, the mood for Krishna, then they become some sinful, and they try to cover again.
Since they are only amongst their own friends of their own age, why they were feeling shameful about expressing their feeling?
Because this is just so thin that it cannot be expressed. If they express their idea, then other will know that, oh yes, he wants Krishna. Then she will also want, and they will share. We don't want that anyone can share in our mood.
Even amongst their own friends?
One friends. But only Manjari, from Manjari they will not do so.
Yes. So this was not amongst the Manjaris. This is
there are so many your friends. If you love any lady, so beautiful, do you tell them that I love them? You cannot check. You will want to check your this thing that I should not do so. I am sannyasi. But if your mind goes in that direction, you will not tell others. You will try to conceal this fact. So they are not married. Out to them, and this is very jewel thing. They are not married. They want Krishna fully, and with that they want that Krishna should be controlled by me only, and all will know if they this fact. All will laugh, and they can punish all samaj, all
society.
So they are concealing this fact. Banda kar diya chalai. Nina ji sab sunne de sab ko to boli. वो क्या आती है, क्या कहना चाहती है, बोलम ने उसे जिज्ञासा कर लीजिए कोई जमादार नहीं है बोले जैसे गवर्नमेंट का छे अप्लाई कर दे.
For example, between Srimati Radharani and Lalita and Vishakha, will Radharani conceal this fact?
Lalita will conceal. But something they can express. What is not to conceal? There are some common and general things. But here it is not rag, but purga rag.
It's purga rag.
This is purga rag.
They have nectar.
If all will know, then nothing to conceal. But here he is wanting Krishna, loving Krishna, and they want to conceal from him. दृष्ट्वा तते ब्रजपशून सह राम गोपै संचारयन्तं मनुवेणुमुदीरय प्रेम प्रविद्ध उदितः कुसुमावदीभिः सख्युर्वधात सवपुषं बुधयाक्षपत्. This part of it. At once, telling the history of rivers, they at once saw that we have done mistake. We have expressed things. We did not want to express, but yet something has come. Now they began to cover again. So here this Dvatape, they are telling about Sakharas. By Sakharas they want to cover Madhurras. This Dvatape, Disha towards clouds. And they say Disha that yet it is daytime. And in mid-time, sun is rising so hot, but yet they are like umbrella on Krishna, because they are friends of Krishna. So Krishna has gone to their places with all cow and all cow, calf. And they are flying on Krishna. Flying on Krishna. Like umbrella.
Shade. They are giving him the shade.
Hey, see chai. Band kar. Hey. Chai, paisa baitho. Baitho sabhi. Abhi sab ye sab. Hey. देखो तो के देखें बहुत दिनों तक आया नहीं, एक वहां पर रोक करके क्यों रखा गया है? वो अब तीन तीन चार चार पत्र हमारे पास में आया.
ऐसा है, ये डुप्लीकेट बना है.
क्यों?
वो मिस हो गया, पता नहीं कहाँ गया. वो
पता नहीं गया तो ये ऐसे हो जाता है.
Yeah.
clouds.
Guru Seva. Guru Seva.
How?
You were doing service to your Guru Maharaj.
How?
By receiving some money on behalf of the institution. The cloud was in the sky, giving like an umbrella over Krishna and Balaram.
Thinking he was your friends.
Here they are telling the name of Baldev also.
Sakaras, you said Gopis.
So, Sakaras. No? And Brajapasuna Saha Rama Gopai. Gopai means all friends. No? So they are telling, remembering Krishna with all cows and cowherds and with Baladev. So they are wanting to cover that madhur prema ras. Sancharayantam anubenam udireyantam. Krishna here plays on flute. The clouds are hearing, and at the same time they are seeing Krishna, that his friend is feeling hot. Sun rays are coming to this, and he has some sweat in mouth and everywhere. So they thought that we should do some service to our friend. So the prema pravidha, they saw Krishna doing so, and they at once felt some mood for his friend Krishna. So prema come out at once, and that prema was so much pravidha. Pravidha means
increasing so much.
Increased so much that prema that Udita Kusumavali bhi Shaktyur Badhat Swabapu Sambuddha Atapatram. That they could not see that Krishna is feeling hot and sun rays are direct coming to him. So they at once became like Chhatra.
Umbrella.
And seeing Krishna, tears came in their eyes. If the tears are of sorrow or any dukkha,
unhappiness,
then it would, they have been very hot. But these tears were so cool. Because they are seeing Krishna, and affection came near their heart, and so cool tears used to drop on them. Shaktur Badhat. Like so, they did the action of a Nishakha. They are thinking, gopis, not like rivers, we cannot have that mood. We cannot
embrace
Krishna with our heart. We cannot do anything. We cannot give our hearts as a lotus flower on the Krishna field. But we can do like so. So if we can do like so, that after this birth we may be clouds. And being clouds, we can give shadow, chaya, shadow on them. And with the tears, we can please Krishna. We can please Krishna in such a way. So maybe so fortunate to do like so. All this stuff and all want to see. But actually they will not come and
here.
Yeah, ab ho gaya. Today.
Okay.
And why you take some rest also?
No. I will I will have to come in Vrindavan with you. In Tamal Sunja. Then we can
We will just take 5 minutes to ask some questions. Maybe we can be alone again. We had one question which we wanted to put.
They should go?
They should go because it's
yeah,
the same
upper time. Hanging here.
Hare Krishna.
So I had some questions. One question was asked, could you speak a word? I want to test the sound.
Hare Krishna.
One more.
You can. No,
this
you can question.
Okay.
But you should question me very simple questions, not a Vaidantic.
I only know simple questions. I have no intelligence to question in a difficult way. One devotee has written asking about the Mohini avatar. He says that is this Mohini avatar also in the spiritual world? Does she also have her own Vaikuntha planet? And if so, what relationship do the devotees there have with her?
Mohini avatar is samayik, like Naimittik avatar. Naimittik avatar, you know, only for Shankar. He requested Krishna to show his Mohini Roop that he has manifested in Samudra Manthan. So Samudra Manthan is not a spiritual thing, a Prakriti Leela, and this is not, I have not read anywhere like so. But I am thinking that these are, you know, casual?
Casual, yeah.
Casual manifestations.
Not eternal.
Not eternal.
Okay. Then another question. You want to ask a question or something?
No. What about Matsya avatar, Kurma avatar, Varaha Dev?
We see that in all Brahma day, they come, so there should be eternal manifestation.
In each day of Brahma they come.
Mm.
And in the, you have actually, we have asked you this question before, but still sometimes there is a doubt in different devotees' minds. Matsya avatar, Kurma avatar, they are eternal. They must have their own Vaikuntha. In that Vaikuntha planet, are they in the form of Matsya and Kurma, or are they in a four-armed Narayan form?
We have seen four arms, Sangha Chakra Gada Padma. Only this body,
the lower portion,
lower portion
is like a fish or a tortoise,
fish or anything.
And the upper
like I
mean.
As Nagpatni.
Like Nagpatni. And their devotees in that Vaikuntha planet, the devotees there,
they would be normal human-like form or also have lower portion to be like fish or tortoise?
We have not seen anywhere like this, but they may have shape like women's and men's.
Yes. Human shape.
Mm.
Can I ask a related question?
Sure.
Our spiritual master said that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati considered Jesus Christ even a kind of Shaktivish avatar. So sometimes, because in the West there's so much influence of Christianity, that question is asked, does he have a planet? Does he have a spiritual planet?
Shaktivish avatar has no any planet.
It's just an empowered jiva.
Gifted from Krishna to any qualified jiva tattva. Like Vyas, Narad, Kapil, Rishabde, Parshuram, they are Saptavesh avatar. They have no Vaikunth. In this world, the power of Krishna manifests in their heart and they become so powerful. And by that power, they do all these things. Krishna does all things, making them medium only. So they have no eternal place in Vaikuntha and others. As they can also give power like this, I will tell him that you should beat that man. Then his thought at once, by my telling, he will do. So why Krishna cannot do this? He manifests his power in certain qualified jiva, and then jiva does all these things, like Parshuram and others. But when Ram took that power from Parshuram, he became ordinary Rishi Maharshi. So they have no eternal abode in that space. Narada is also told Satyavesh avatar, Bhakti, Bhaktya Satya. Kapil. They are only G.
I have a question.
We are also Shaktyavesh something. Because what we are telling, what we are doing, not is the jiva capacity, but by Vyas is telling everything, our Guru Parampara is telling through us.
The jivas, some are Nitya Siddha and some are Nitya Bhatta.
Not Nitya Baddha. Anadi Baddha is called as a Nitya Baddha. Not anywhere it has been written Nitya Baddha and Nitya Siddha. But the meaning is not there. If Nitya Baddha, then they cannot come out of Maya. So Anadi Baddha it means. Somewhere Swarga Swarga has the meaning of Vaikuntha or Golok Vrindavan also. Like Atma. Atma has so many meanings. Atma means this body, mind, Atma, Krishna himself, Brahma also, Gurudeva also.
Now, we see that amongst Krishna's eternal associates, like Mother Yasoda, Nanda Baba, just as Krishna can
expand himself unlimited times. So just as Lord Krishna can expand himself into so many forms, so they can also. Now, Narad Muni, what category is he?
He can do.
Is he considered to be in Jiva category? But still he can do.
Because he is Siddha. He is called Nitya Siddha. But the one part of Narad is seen doing association with Sanat Sanandana Sanat Kumar, and he was Dashiputra. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has anywhere, or in Vaishnava Toshni I have seen anywhere, I am not remembering, that these are part of Narada Rishi, Nitya Siddha.
Not the full Narada,
no.
Only part.
Part.
So when we read that in his previous life, he was a demigod and Gandharva. This is only a part of
Mool Narada. As we see in the case of Nanda and Yashoda.
Drona and Dhara
are part. They have done austerities or aradhana. Nanda has not to perform any austerities or any aradhana. He is always father and mother. They are father and mother. So I apply this thing also in Narada. And it has been told. Actually he is Madhumangal. And from Madhumangal, Narada and all these things are coming.
Questions which we had for so many years suddenly become clear.
The associates of Krishna are also head of the department. As Krishna is head of all Karan, Swayam Krishna, so associates of all Krishna, all associates are the root of all their parts. Arjun is Swayam Roop, and by that Hastinapur Arjun came out, his part. Sri Rama is root.
Krishna is Gopa friend Arjuna? Is the source of Arjuna of Kurukshetra?
This. That is why his fraction is this Arjuna. Of Braja Arjuna. Sri Rama is also the root. Siddham, and this Dwarka Siddham, his Mali fraction. Siddhar is fraction.
Siddhar
Siddhar Kolabecha. He is also like Krishna associates, Mahaprabhu associates. But the root are Krishna associates of all. And Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are the same day, same. So associates of Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are equal. I've not read. I'm by my common sense. And it should be true.
Uncommon sense.
Rare.
Extraordinary sense.
These facts are not written anywhere. But by reading Jiva Goswami Sandarbha, automatically it will come.
And by reading Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he has solved so many questions like this that a man can do, has solved automatically. Giving if, nanu, by nanu. What?
Are all the associates of Mahaprabhu also present in Krishna Lila? Like, for example, Murari Gupta is present in Ram Lila as Hanuman. So, who is Murari Gupta in Krishna Lila?
Here, Bhim is told to be the representative of Hanuman. Krishna madhya sab ache. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jaya Bija came. But Jaya Bija were associates of Narayan. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with all the associates of all Narayan and others.
After, when Jayan Vijay took their third birth, when Jayan Vijay became Shishupal and Dantavakra, and they were killed by Krishna, did they immediately go back to Vaikuntha? Or did they, it is said that Shishupal merged in the body of Krishna. But immediately after going in the body of Krishna, did he return to
When Narayan returned after Krishna pastime, then with him they returned.
That's it.
It has told in Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Tika.
Okay. But then again they came during the time of Mahaprabhu. Now, after getting Mahaprabhu's and Nityananda Prabhu's embrace, surely they must have done much better than Vaikuntha.
It may be.
Is there any mention what, if they became eternal?
Not mentioned, but we expect.
That they must have become eternal associates of Mahaprabhu.
If Krishna touched Jamalarjun, Manigriva and Nalkubar Maligri, they were ordinary gods. And they became like Snigdhakanta and Madhukanta. They should also be. Anything?
I don't have.
What a shloka we have done?
16 we completed.
16. Naddas tada upadharjim. This has been done.
Just Vatape, Vrajapashun.
This has been done.
Gopar. That we finished.
Purna Pulindyam?
That we have not done.
No. This is very
important.
We'll do it. tomorrow. When? Because what? In evening we will have to go to doctor.
What time are you going, doctor?
He was telling that at 4.
I know. What time are you going to doctor?
4.
What time you take rest until?
Then you can come after
before
10. 10 to
start here.
10 to 11 we can sit.
But what?
You have any?
No, we are clear.
Huh.
But we want you
for to tomorrow, because we'll have to go there.
Morning is better for us to come.
From 10 to.
Okay.
11.
If someone falls from sannyas, is there any rule that he should not again take sannyas in the same life?
We see that there was a sannyasi of Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. He went once to Badri Narayan without taking permission of his Gurudev Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati with 2 or 3 brahmacharis. Anyhow, Prabhupada knew and told him Kurukshetra Math, Haridwar Math and all other maths, that when he returns, don't give any place to remain in Math. And he permit all, he told in all his maths that he should not be given chance to stay there. When he returned and heard that, he became so puzzled and he went to Mayapur or Calcutta to Prabhupada. He took his sannyas and told that he should remain as a brahmachari. And he gave sada kapam and how sannyasi basically area and gave white cloths. He should remain. He calmly and patiently followed the order of Prabhupada and he was doing so much services, obeying him. After 1 year, when he knew that he has no complaint, nothing, and going on smoothly, then Prabhupada became merciful to him and again called and give Parvat Maharaj name and give sannyas. And he changed his name at that time and he gave the name Badri Narayan Das Brahmachari. He was Gaudas Brahmachari or anything, his name was at first. But he changed the name also. Now he gave the Parvat Maharaj, means Govardhan Parvat Das Dasadhikari. So, if anyone anyhow comes down, again, if he has any anutap, repentance, and he begs pardon from his Gurudev or any Vaishnava to whom he has done any, then they can again make him sannyasi. In Bhaktivinoda Swami Sindhu or anywhere, it is written, perhaps in Bhaktivinoda Swami Sindhu, no other prayaschitta should be done for any devotee who has left Harinam or done anything wrong. No prayaschitta. Only constant doing Harinam is the prayaschitta of that person. Nothing. No yajna, nothing, any activity cannot reform him. We have seen our Gurudev that if any man has fallen and he is taking flesh and everything, drinks and do anything, and after some time he comes and weeps and I have done so wrong, then Gurudev told that you should chant again Hari. By chanting Hari name, you will be pure. But they see that whether he has done reform or not,
whether the repentance is sincere or not.
Sincere or not.
There is a verse where Lord Chaitanya says he has no prema for Krishna. I cannot find that verse.
Huh?
There's a specific verse.
Na prema gandhostme darapi haro krandami saubhagya bharam prakashitam bansi bilal syanan avalokanam pime. Vibhartma jat prana patanga kana vritha. This is this shloka. And Krishna Das Kabriyaj Goswami has quoted it in Chaitanya Charitamrita. What to tell Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Radhika says that I have nothing as smell of prema in the lotus feet of Krishna. This is the shine of any devotee or greatness, that he feels like so. Only Kanishtha Vaishnava can tell that I am Vaishnava. But Madhyama Adhikari will hesitate to tell it. And Uttam Vaishnava will say that I have no bhakti gandhalis. We have nothing. We have nothing. Deers, female deers, love Krishna so much. And they beg pranay to in the lotus feet of Krishna by their eyes. But we cannot do. If you be deers, then we can have chance to pray like this. Narayan can tell that I have no prema in Krishna lotus feet. But we can tell that we have prema, we have bhakti, we have shraddha. But I see that I have no smell of shraddha yet. What to tell Nishtha? So many anarth are there. I anubhav karta, I realize. When I jab tulna karta hu dusron se, compare to others, you, I see that I am nothing like so, Guru, Nishtha and Shraddha. How he is qualified, he has wrote so many books and he can do so. But yet so, so, I say, कि हमारे पास भी आ जाते हैं और कहते हैं कुछ नहीं जानते. He comes to me in humble way, like you all. No pratishtha, nothing. I have given up, but I have so pratishtha, I become angry also. Srimati Radhika is telling everywhere, Asli Svapadratam Tinastumam Adarsanam Marmahatam Karotiva Jatha Tatha Vidhatu Lampato Mat Prana Thastusa. If I will see that any gopi or any servant of, maid servant of gopis, Krishna wants them. I will be maid servant of that. And I will please that lady that she should meet to Krishna. He has told about Pulindi Kanya in Srimad Bhagavatam. Purna Pulinda Urugaya Padabja Raga. That we will. Purna Pulinda Urugaya. He wants to be a Pulindi or maid servant of Pulindi. He tells that I have no prem like that Pulindi. We meet Krishna. But the mood does not come like Pulindi. We meet direct to Krishna. They are not meeting direct to Krishna. Only the dust of feet. And that dust feet is not Krishna of others. But yet they are in touch and they become so. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taken this mood from Radhika. Na prema gandhausti darapi me haru krandami saubhagya bharam tadashti. All will come when Shuddha Sattva comes from Ragatmic associates. We are doing everything from lower to up, we are doing to get there. But when that very Shuddha Sattva will come from associates in our heart, then automatically everything will be going on. We should wait for that. And we should practice till it does not come in our heart. But I think that it will come by and by. As Shraddha comes, it not at once. If anartha are going, nishtha is coming, and as much as nishtha is coming, ruchi is also coming in the same time. And ruchi is coming, asakti very, because all are the same, fraction of Shuddha Sattva Bhakti, Prema Bhakti. We think that first nishtha will come, then ruchi will come, and then after that asakti will come, and when asakti will be completed, then that thing will come. and then prema will come. I think not like this. But we cannot say other than this.
Can they all come at the same time, drop by drop?
Not as we think. Viswanath Chakrabarti Thakur has said, but we cannot understand that. According to our qualification, great, we can understand all these things. They have written everything anyhow. But we are in Maya, we cannot. As soon as our heart will be pure, in the same degree all things will come. Shraddha is also part of prem. So this is prem, but very little sparkle. Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Latavi. It seems that it is not in the heart of jivas. Guru and Krishna gifts. But anywhere it has been written, also something in jiva heart. So we will understand fully when we will have all these things. When we read Chaitanya Charitamrita, I read it before, 40 years before. But when I read, everything new and new things comes.
Devotees, they want to classify or place another devotee or themselves according to the steps that Rupa Goswami has given, like Shraddha, Sarasanga, Bhajana Kriya, Nartanivritti, Nishtha. They'll say, this devotee, he is at the stage of Nartanivritti. This devotee is Bhajana Kriya. This devotee is Kanista Adhikari, and I myself, I am between Kanista Adhikari and Madhyama Adhikari. Is this advisable to classify, or is it something that is not proper for a Vaishnava to classify different persons and make the judgment?
When he is Madhyama Adhikari, he can guess like so. But not Uttam Adhikari and Kanishta, they cannot. Because in Srimad Bhagavat and that Sandarbha it stated like so. Madhyam Adhikari, at least Madhyam, they can judge like so. And they can give respect to according to their stage. Uttamadhikari says everyone is serving Krishna. Kanishadhikari says that not anyone, even Uttamadhikari, he cannot judge whether he is Uttamadhikari or not. And he can do. So sometimes he can may be opposite to Uttamadhikari also, and he can, unka alochana karta hai, criticize them. But Uttamadhikari does not do lives. Madhyamadhikari also something careful about this. He only sees the qualities of Bhakti. Sukadeva Goswami can rebuke Kamsa, and he can tell Kamsa Pansul and so many words. Bhajakul Pansul and Asur, he can tell. But Narad cannot tell. He is so high stage. Narad Rishi is Param Guru to Sukadeva Goswami.
Kama, Kamsa by Maya and so on, which is also quoted in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Somebody has commented that at first some of the gopis, maybe Sadhana Siddha gopis, they had some come to enjoy with Krishna. Not at all.
Even in our stage we don't want, but it may come, but we really we don't want. Then what to that stage? When were they were Baddha, then come maybe. But when they were doing aradhana or sadhan, may we tell that Raghunath Das Goswami has any kaam or any Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami? So, some of gopis are Dandakaranyavasi, some are Sruticheri, some are Upanishad chari. Upanishad means no calm at all. Sruti has no calm at all. But calm and prem like similar things. But yet they are both not one. Sometimes bad things come in our heart and good things also come in our heart to serve Gurudev, to serve Vaishnava, to serve Radha and Krishna. And so good things are coming. But both are not same. All the good things which are coming, it is not of from my our mind, but kama is coming from our mind. It is very kathin hai. It is very hard to know whether it has come from mind or whether it coming from there.
Are there any symptoms that we should know?
When our qualification will come, then we can know. We can classify like Jiva Goswami and others. We should do sadhana and bhajan. Gradually they will come. First come Madhyam Adhikari, then Uttam Adhikari. Only we should do jnane prayasamudupasya namanteva satang prasangam virja samvidau bhavantarit karna rasayana kata tad josanat asu apvarg vartmani saddharati bhakti anukas. You follow the meaning? Satang prasangam, not doing anything to achieve tattva jnana. Only by hearing the pastimes of Krishna, what is written in Srimad Bhagavatam or by Goswamis or other books, by any good devotees, rasik, bhavu, tattva-jnani, it will be efficient for us, for tattva-jnani. Otherwise, prema-bhakti will not come. Only aishwarya-mayi vaikuntha-bhakti will come by tattva-jnani. Krishna is God Himself and He is full of six qualities. And He can do any miracle as He is God. Always remember it like this, prema bhakti will come. It will come only by the mode what He has given in Srimad Bhagavatam, in 10th canto. There Bhagavata is gone. Gone means?
Minor.
Only Lila Katha, that Krishna is doing Pada Sambhahan to gopis and He is doing Nitya
dance
with gopis. And Yashoda is doing so much, he is killing, beating, biting Krishna or binding Krishna, that thing. Bhagavata is also hidden there in Purna Roop, but all are covered with Madhur Bhav. By hearing this, Bhagavata will also come, what is needed. And Vishuddha Braj Prem will come. A stage any day will come that we may be like this. But we should not ought to pretend that I have come across all these things. It should come naturally. At first I used to read so much Vedanta and all topics of Vedanta. But now my mind has turned. But Vedantic Gyan is not stopped. Banda nahi ho jata. It remains there. When occasion will come, it will serve.
At this time, the mosquitoes come in. But if you close the doors at this time, then they won't.
Bandh kar do.
In the future, you should close it earlier. Then, when it gets dark, then.
Today I am seeing, other times I could. Half an hour. Half an hour or 1 hour went.
More, I think about 45 minutes.
And just 1 time.
Okay.
Nearly an hour.
They are not understanding. But yet there is necessity of
these gurus
because he has done something.
I always remember Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Das Kadugar, Guru Goswami, Rupa Goswami, as a guru, Siksha Guru. And Siksha Guru and Diksha Guru are same, in same category. But we are so much Rini related to our Guru. Because he has captured us from Maya and he has given relation to all these persons. Or Guru Maharaj also you took up this time. That Sanatana Goswami was there. Rama was there, Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but yet my Gurudev has catch hold of my this hair and that me from there and bring this platform. Brought another addition. But you should read first.
You want us to read in English out loud to you?
In English,
Alright. That we can do.
So much, not so much perhaps?
No, it's not much each time. Well, this one...
So much.
this much. But we can...
That's not so much.
It can take 2 minutes to read about. Maybe we should begin by your chanting the Sanskrit first.
Achcha.
Purna Pulindya Guru Gaya Padabhya Raga Sri Kumkumena Daitas Tanamanditena Tad Darsana Smararuja Strinat Rushitena Lepyante Anan Kuche Sujahostadadim
Padi. You should also.
Purna Pulindya Urugaya Padabhya Raga Sri Kumkumena Daitas Tanamanditena Tad Darsan Smararuja Strinad Rushitena Lepyanti Anan Kuchesu Jahostadadim Purna Pulinda Urugaya Padabhya Raga Sri Kumkumena Daitas Tanamanditena Tad Darsan Smararuja Trinarushitena Lepyanti Anan Kuchesu Jahostadadim
You also want to hear,
yes.
But you should not hear. The gopis wanted to not to disclose all these things to each other also. That is called avahittha. Avahittha. Avahittha means to not to disclose,
to conceal
their most hurtful things towards Krishna. They were kamatmika. They were kamatmika. And that is why they wanted to conceal that we want to meet Krishna and to satisfy Krishna. That is why they were concealing their bhav, telling the specialities of Venu, how Venu is sweet and how everything of Braja from sthavar to jangam. Understand?
Moving
and unmoving yates. That is patthar, stones melted and deers, parrots, cows, cows, bachhade,
calves,
calves, they became as a stone, not moving. They bhul gaye. They forget God, forget to drink milk which was in the throat of cows, and they forget to take the grass from mouth to stomach. Everything this. So they were concealing their love towards Krishna, but they were wanting to meet Krishna so that each other they should not know their heartial mood. But nadastada upadharijya mukunda gita avarta lakshit manobhava bhagna vega. In this slok, that is two slokas before, in 15 perhaps. It was somehow open. Automatically, they were so much affected by that love. They forgot, and they spoke something directly through these rivers. Rivers have no love. Mansinganga has no love. But they are seeing and expressing that. Even Yamuna and Mansi Ganga, they embrace Krishna through their heart. Actually, Yamuna river and Mansi Ganga looks like no sense, cheta,
consciousness.
No consciousness. But they are telling their own things, but by means of these rivers. If anyone, any lady, is loving anyone, that is gopis, are loving Krishna. It may be in a case that when they are embracing Krishna, or any Nayika embraces Nayak, that is the point you should not, I'm fearing. She, when she likes and he does embraces Krishna, then Krishna looks like not affected. He is not going to embrace her, and he looks like aloof. It may be for Krishna. Then they at once become shame, and by the shame they took the lotus feet of Krishna, they give their heads on the lotus feet of Krishna by shame. So the rivers, Mansi Ganga or Yamuna or other rivers, gopis are seeing in their heart, because there is a shloka in Srimad Bhagavatam, jasyasti bhaktir bhagavatya kinchana sarvai gunaistatra samasate sura harava bhaktasya kuto mahadguna manorathena dhavati asato bahi. You know this is jasasti bhaktir bhagavata kinchana. Where there is bhakti, and that bhakti is akinchana, nishkinchana, then sarvai gunaistatra samasate. All qualities, your all qualities of not this world, but aprakrita. Aprakrita, all qualities comes in that bhakti, and where that bhakti is, that in that the persons who have bhakti here. So every qualities, your qualities to know anything which is not in front, so much far away, but they can know past and future and everything if they are akinchana bhakti, like Narad, like Chatushan, like Sukadeva Goswami, like something like Sanjay. He had some akinchana bhakti to Krishna. And so Vyasadeva has given something to Sanjay, and he was seeing from a very distant place all these things. We have bhakti, some, but not akinchana. Akinchana bhakti is so powerful that they can know the heart of Krishna also, what to tell others. They can know the heart of Srimati Radhika, Manjari's Lalita Visakha, can know. To know the heart of Radhika is more than to know than the heart of Krishna. Krishna can conceal something, but Gopi can know. Radhika can. But if Radhika is willing to conceal something, it is very hard for Krishna also to know that. Because Gopi has niskinchana bhakti more than that it lives, bhakti lives in Krishna. Understanding something? There is love in Radhika and Gopis for Krishna. And Krishna has also love and or prem for Gopis and Radhika. But their prem is more than Krishna has. Understand this? That is why Krishna is always akarshit, attracted, more than. So Gopis are telling everything. They are sitting under, sitting in their homes and seeing all these facts. Though it seems like that no prem in rivers and Mansi Ganga, but if they are seeing, it may be that there is certainly Krishna prem, because Jamuna is a river, but on the other hand she is Visakha, so she has prem like this. So they are varnan kar rahi hain, they are telling, explaining all these things. So it is right, because bhakti is there, that is mani prema bhakti is there. Not only prema bhakti, but here is madanakya. Madanakya, you know? Madanakya, that is in madanakya. Krishna wants to test this madanakya. And that is why in Krishna Lila he could not test this madanakya bhava. So he came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, having the mood of this madanakya bhava. And then he tested. So Gopidas up to Madanakkha bhav, prema vaichitya in Madanakkha. And also what is Bhramar Gita is told. Prema vaichitya, also Divyonmad and Chitra Jalpa, these are Madanakkha. And also something, Mohanakkha, Mudanakkha, and all other these things. So gopis have up to this. So what they are describing, they are describing of their hearts, of gopis' hearts, and also the things of Braja. They are not telling the modes of the clouds, nadis, rivers, peacocks, and parrots of other places, but they are telling of Braja. So it is fact that also these things have so much mood for Krishna. So they are seeing and explaining. So Purna Pulinda, the gopis, at first they wanted to conceal these facts to each other also, but they became so deeply moved, they could not check, and they began to open their hearts. Even they told, they wanted to conceal by that slope before this, Grishtva tape vajapasuna saha rama gopai prema babiddha udita kusumavali bhi sakhyur vadhat sab apusambuddha attapatram. But they could not conceal, and they remembered the saubhagya of fortune of Pulindya. Pulindya means Pulinda, Bheel.
Aboriginal.
Sabra.
Sabra tribe.
There are tribes. They labor hard for their earnings. They took sevika on their soldiers. Sevika, you know. Sevika means at first we have seen that the rich persons use sevika. That is palaki. They used to go anywhere by palaki. Where nothing can go.
And Barsana, when they carry someone.
Like so, but not like soldiers, they two and two. In Srimad Bhagavata it is written for
Rahugana.
So they earn something by these works. They can plough, they can do all other things, very laborious. But their wives also do something. They manage to sangrah karti hain. They collect the cow dungs.
And perhaps some wood.
Wood from
forest.
Forests. And they can sell others. And they can use in their cooking. They are also so leverage.